100.7 The Tiger, off the record with just Abby today. Brittany is out. She will be back on Monday. But I am on the phone with my friend Reed Richard from Breck, and he's going to kind of give us some information about what's going on with Breck these days. So how's it going, Reed?
Very good. How are you?
Doing good. It's Friday, so can't complain, right?
Yes, I'm very pleased it's Friday as well.
Absolutely. So can you kind of like give us a rundown on what's going on with Breck? I know that they're making a ton of improvements to some of their parks. We love Breck's parks over here. So can you kind of just give us some more info on what's going on?
Yeah, well, we have a very busy capital improvements program coming up this year. We're going to be busier than we've ever been, I think, in the history of Breck. First and foremost, we have the first phase of the Greenwood Baton Rouge Zoo improvements that are going on, and that is a result of the master planning effort that we did in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be roughly a $40 million project. It's going to be one of our transformative projects. There'll be some new features of the zoo. The whole way you experience arriving to the zoo is that you'll have to go through the park to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And so the entrance to the zoo will have a fantastic, brand new entry building. And there will be a new parking lot on that side for entry to the zoo, and some new exhibits that are designed to be more towards modern zoo exhibits. And we think that the public is going to be thrilled to see that. And that is going to stitch those two facilities together, the Baton Rouge Zoo and Greenwood Park.
Oh, cool.
Right now, you know, people don't realize that one exists, you know, if they're in the zoo. A lot of patrons to the zoo don't even know that Greenwood is right next door, and vice versa. So this will kind of stitch the two together. There's going to be a really cool, one-of-a-kind destination playground, lots of unique play equipment on it, a giant black bear. There will be a lot of educational moments in the park to kind of immerse the visitors into the natural beauty of that park, sort of the natural landscapes, the forested areas, and a stronger connection, a great promenade between the zoo and Greenwood Park. And so that's just one of our projects. The other transformative projects that we're going to be working on is, you know, finishing up our master plan for Airline Highway, which is going to be our new community park, and that will also be featuring a new recreation center, and of which we hope to get the plans done for that soon. We are under construction right now at Howell Park for a new recreation center and a new pool. That park was devastated by the 2016 flood, which took out the very old rec center, and a new education building at Frenchtown Road Conservation Area. And some improvements at there's the LSU Lakes project as well that Breck is partnering with LSU, with the city parish and the state. And the first area that's going to be improved is the City Park Lake area. And, you know, the idea is really to turn the lake system into a destination, really amplify it as a recreation destination and also a natural beauty feature, as well as, you know, some flood risk reduction elements that'll be part of it. And we have just numbers of other neighborhood park improvements that are going on throughout the parish.
Awesome. So out of everything that's going on, what is the project that you are most excited about?
I think that would be hands down the Greenwood Park Baton Rouge Zoo Improvement Project. It's going to be truly transformational, and it's going to really showcase what our parks can be, multi-dimensional parks. I think the pandemic has proved to people the value of parks even more so than before, as places to go and get out and to have some solitude and get away from things and go there and meet, be social, and to recreate in the great outdoors.
Yeah.
and just the new image of the zoo, which I think will kickstart some additional funds that may go towards the full build out of the vision for the zoo.
Awesome. Yeah, I think that's probably the one I'm most excited about as well. It should be amazing when it's all said and done. And I personally can't wait to go check that out. I know Brittany's excited about it, too. Well, I appreciate you taking some time to talk to us today and kind of give us a deeper dive into what y'all are doing. I'm super excited to see everything once it's done.
We're very excited. And anyone can go to www.breck.org and find out more about what capital projects we have going on. And there may be some public engagement information that they can take part in.
Well, we are super excited about this. Thank you so much, Reed, for calling in. Seriously, cannot wait to see those new improvements to Breck's parks. Going to check in with WBRZ to take a look at traffic. If you're picking up the kids on this Friday afternoon, heading home, going grocery shopping, doing whatever, make sure you pay attention to the road. And please be safe. 100.7 The Tiger.